Blackstone Audio presents The Daredevil Snared by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Steve West. Chapter 1. July 14, 1824. Jungle east of Freetown, West Africa. Caleb Frobisher moved steadily forward through the jungle shadows. His company of 24 men followed in single file. No one spoke. The silence was eerie, stretching nerves taut. Beneath the thick canopy, the humidity was so high that forging ahead felt like walking underwater, as if the heavy atmosphere literally weighed on their limbs.
Hell's bells!
Philippe Lasselle, at Caleb's heels, breathed.
Surely it can't be much farther. It's only mid-morning,
Caleb murmured back.
You can't be wilting already.
Philippe snorted. Caleb continued along the path that was little more than animal track. They had to constantly duck and weave under and around palm fronds and low branches festooned with clinging vines. Somewhere ahead lay the slavers' camp they'd come to find. Or so Caleb fervently hoped. Despite his determination to unwaveringly abide by the rulebook throughout this mission, thus proving to all and sundry, and his family especially, that he could be trusted with such serious endeavors, sometimes instinct, albeit masquerading as reckless impulse, proved too strong to resist. His brother Robert's hand-drawn map described the location of the slavers' camp, Cale's homestead, when approached from the west. However, Caleb had studied the camp's position and decided to come in from the north. From all he'd gleaned from Robert's notes, the slavers would be alert to any incursion from the west. They would almost certainly have lookouts posted, making west not the wisest direction from which to approach if one's intention was to seize the camp. Which was, rather plainly, their purpose. Why else would 25 strong men, all armed to the gills, be trooping through such a godforsaken place? 3 nights before, Caleb, in his ship, the Prince, closely followed by his old comrade in adventure, Philippe, in his ship, the Raven, had slipped into the estuary on the night tide. They'd kept to the north shore, well away from the shipping lanes leading into Freetown Harbor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?